Please join me in Gassho, joining one's hands in reverence and gratitude. Gassho onegai shimasu. Even if the whole world were filled with fire, resolutely pass through it in your quest to hear the Dharma. You will unfailingly attain the enlightenment of the Buddha and bring beings everywhere across the stream of birth and death. Tatoe sekai ju ga hi no umi ni natta toshitemo, hiromazu susumi, oshie o kiku ga yoi. So sureba kanarazu butsu no satori o kansei shite, hiroku mayoi no hitobito o sukuu de aru to. Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. It's wonderful to see such a full gathering here this morning. And we have a few new faces with us. I'm delighted to always have new people with us for service on Sundays or any other temple activities. So today we're going to continue our conversation about the six realms of existence. We just had a reading that expressed the meaning very briefly of each of these six realms. And today we're going to be talking about the human realm as it's understood in the Buddhist teachings. 今日はまた六度この六つの世界についてお話ししたいと思います。先ほどご一緒にその六つの世界を少しずつ説明したものを一緒に拝読しましたけど、今日は仏教の考え方で人間の世界はどういうものかについてお話ししたいと思います。So in Buddhism, it is said that birth in the human realm is considered to be most favorable among the six realms. So that doesn't mean that humans are better than other creatures, but that we are most fortunate when we receive birth as a human.
そして仏教の中では、その六道の中の、六つの世界の中で、人間の世界が一番ありがたい。まあ、人間が他の生きているものより、素晴らしいとか価値があるという考え方じゃないんですけど、人間のいただくことは一番ありがたいことです。
So can anyone tell me why that is? それはなぜでしょう? Anybody know why it's best to be born in the human realm?
なぜ人間が一番素晴らしいですか?
Keith.
Because...
Oh, I see this. I see Keith coming forward and the chair is moving and I realize he's got a little helper back there.
It's mostly open people because if you're born like the animal realm, then you're not always 100% sure that you're going to have like arms and legs. And...
That's true. That's a good reason. So as a human, you're guaranteed to have two arms and two legs. If you're born in the animal realm, that's true. You may not have the convenience of arms and legs and hands and fingers. Yes, Adam?
Because the humans, they can listen to the Dharma.
That's right. That's another very good reason. And that's the reason I want to talk about today. Because being born in the human realm is an opportunity to hear the Dharma. So can anyone tell me what the Dharma is? This is an Indian word that we use a lot here. What is Dharma? Dharma, Bupo, kikiru desu kedo, Bupo wa nan desu ka? Kevin, do you know? The teachings of the Buddha, that's right. So the Dharma is the teachings of the Buddha. And why is it useful to hear the Dharma? じゃあなぜ Bupo を聞くのがいいことでしょうか? 何がいいですか? Bupo を聞くと。Anybody have any ideas? Just think for yourself. How is the Dharma useful to you? 仏法を聞くと何がいいですか? Kevin? What's that? Did you say it ends suffering?
It can show you the way to freedom from suffering. That's right. That's a perfect answer.
まあ、仏法を聞くと苦しみの世界から解放されることがあります。
So please remember that. The goal of Buddhism is not to get a good rebirth in one of the six realms. The goal of Buddhism is to become free from suffering. So sometimes you may hear people say, wow, it would be really nice to be reborn as a dog. Have you ever heard anyone say that? The dogs have a really enviable life.
まあ、ある人は犬が羨ましいという。まあ、犬として生まれ変わりたい。
They say, oh, I could lie in the sun all day and take a nap.
私は日が当たるところずっと昼寝ができるでしょう。
Somebody would feed me every day. I wouldn't have to worry about anything.
まあ、何にも心配なくて誰かが食べ物を与えて寝る場所も与えるからとても楽な人生ですね。
I think that would be fine if you wanted to eat dog food every day.
で、まあ、毎日犬の餌を食べたいならそれがいいと思いますけど。
But I think you would find that that kind of existence would grow tiresome very quickly.
しかし、その人生が、まあ、もうすぐ退屈になると思います。
So certainly there are pleasures that can be encountered in the six realms that we call samsara, this cycle of going around and around through these different states of existence. We call this samsara. And in this world of samsara, there are certainly pleasures and things that we enjoy. However, those things all come to an end.And we encounter disappointment.
そしてこの、まあ6つの世界の中に確かに楽しめることがあるんですね。この楽しいこととか嬉しいことがあるんですけど、その嬉しいことは必ずいつか終わってちょっとがっかりする残念な思いをすることは必ずあると思います。
So even in the so-called the good realms of humans and devas and asuras, the heavenly beings and the fighting titans, where there are some pleasures, there are also great disappointments.
そして天人の世界とかアシュラの世界でもちょっとがっかりするとか残念な思いもすることがあります。
So the goal of Buddhism is not even to dwell continuously in the human realm.Which is considered to be most favorable among the six.
そして仏教の中はこの人間の世界、もう6つの中の最もいい世界はずっとそこに住むことも、それは目的じゃないと言われていますね。
Rather, the goal of Buddhism is to break free from this cycle of what we call death and rebirth in samsara. You want to break free from that altogether.
この仏教の目的は、この生死の世界、この、常に生まれ変わったり、生まれ変わったりする世界から、それから解放されることが仏教の目的でございます。
So, there are many expressions that we use in Buddhism to describe that moment when we finally break free from samsara.
そして、この生死から、結局、最終的に、離れるのが、まあ、いろいろな言い方があるんですけど。
Can you tell me some of those names for breaking free from the cycle of suffering that we use here in Buddhism?
その生死から離れる言葉が何でしょうか？何の言葉で使うんですか？
Can anyone? What's that? Enlightenment. That's a perfect one. Satori o hiraku. Enlightenment. To become enlightened. Can anyone think of another one?
もう一つ。
I'll give you a hint.It's the same name as a 90s era grunge rock band.
90年代のバンドの名前です。
Nirvana, that's right, that's right. Nehan ということですね。Nirvana. Okay, does anyone know what the... Has anyone heard the word Nirvana before? Apart from, you know, Kurt Cobain and rock music?
Nehan ということは聞いたことありますか？まあ、Nirvana はとても有名ですからみんな聞いたことあると思いますけど。
In the context, yeah, and Google it, yeah. All the parents are going to be cursing me because they have to listen to Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh yeah, もうみんな羨むことだしよ。
A lot of these parents are my age, so it might bring back good memories. Or maybe not. But we'll put that aside for a moment.
So does anyone know the meaning of this word nirvana? You've probably heard it here at the temple. We use this word. It's a Buddhist term. Anyone know what it means? Nehan ということあるんですね。So it means enlightenment,
freedom from suffering,
and it has a literal meaning, which is to blow out a flame. そして Nehan の、その文字的の意味は、火が消した、to extinguish, as if extinguishing a flame. そして消す、火が消したようなことがあります。And the idea is that we're getting burned constantly. What do you think we're getting burned by?
私たちがずっと燃えていることがあるんですけど、何が私を燃やせるんですね。
木
?Pain? Yeah? Adam?
Suffering?
Okay, and what causes pain and suffering according to the Buddha? Greed? Okay? Yeah, I think, let's see, Kevin? Anger? Okay, I heard desire over here. Greed, anger, desire. There's another, one more big one that we talk about.Greed, anger, ignorance. Greed, anger, and ignorance. Those are the three baddies. The three, we call them the three poisons.
そして、この、涅槃というのは、その、むさぼりと、愚痴、愚かさと、怒りが消すということですね。
I've heard that in ancient India, this word nirvana was actually a word for cooking, that they used in cooking to, that when they took something off the flame.So that it didn't get burned. So nirvana was also used, in addition to this Buddhist meaning, the meaning of taking something off the flame. So you can think about, you know, if you're cooking some food and it starts to kind of get a little bit smoky, ooh, you want to pull it off the flame. And that's the idea. That's our lives, that we're constantly being cooked and burned to the point of being burned by our greed, anger, and ignorance. So we want to take ourselves off that flame.
でこのネハンというのはもともと実はインドの料理をする言葉ものが焦げる前に火から取るという意味で私たちも人生はこういう煩悩の火からずっと燃えててその火から取れようというのは仏教の目的でございます。
So in the sutras, in the teachings of Buddhism, this world is often described as a burning building.
仏教の教えの中にこの世界、この The World of Samsara、この輪廻の生死の世界が燃えている建物のように言われています。
Okay, so we may not even notice the flames of our own anger and greed and the smoke of the ignorance that clouds our vision and prevents us from seeing things clearly, but they're there. Just like a building, we might be in a building that's on fire, but not realize.That all of those different burning rooms are there.
そして燃えている建物のように私たちが気づいてないかもしれないけどいろんな火が燃えているところがあるんです。私たちの心も同じようにこのところに怒りが燃えているとかむさぼりが燃えているで自分が気づいてないけどあるということもあります。
So if we're not mindful of these things, if we don't kind of keep an eye on our minds, and if we don't keep an eye on what's going on in the building of our mind, we may get a surprise, like walking into a door, opening a door, and finding a room that's full of flame, a burning room.
そして自分の心もよくよく見ないと、その火が燃えてる部屋にどうやって入るように自分も燃えることがあります。
So that's why it's important to recognize our unskillful habits of thinking, greed, anger, and ignorance, as they pop up in our minds.
そして自分の心の怒りとむさぼりと愚かさが出てくるときによくよくよく気づくことが大事だということですね。
So maybe there's someone in your life that really gets on your nerves.You don't have to say their name, but maybe you can think of somebody who, you know, that person just somehow they rub me the wrong way.
で、まあ、多分みんなは誰かちょっと、まあ、合わない人がいるでしょう。ちょっと嫌な、イライラさせる人はいるでしょう。
So if you bottle up your angry feelings, then all of a sudden they can explode out of you, causing you to say something hurtful or maybe even do something that you regret.
そして自分の気持ちをずっと押したら自分の中に押したらいつか爆発して自分の後悔するようなことを言ったりやったりすることがあります。 And I think we all know from experience that that doesn't make a situation better.
まあ、私たちみんなみんな、多分自分の経験によってそういうふうに爆発したら、ことが良くなるのが、まあ、まずないと分かってると思います。
So we can recognize our feelings. It's important to notice them, but we don't have to act on them. If we can just notice them, recognize them, okay, I'm angry right now, but I don't have to blurt out that angry expression. I don't have to go and whack the person.
そして自分が怒るときに、それを今は怒りましたけど、まあ、なんかきつい言葉を言わずに手を出すことはなくて、ちょっとこれを認める。
So it's important to recognize these feelings, not to push them down, to look at them, but also not to necessarily let oneself be carried away by them.
だからよく自分の例えば怒りが腹が立ったら、それを認めるのが大事ですけど、それをなんかするとかなんか言うのは必要がないでしょう。
So, and this recognizing our feelings, that's how we keep ourselves from getting burned ourselves, and but not acting on it, that's how we keep from not burning others.
そして自分の気持ちを認めるのが自分が燃えることの防ぐことがあって、で例えば何かを言ったり何かしたりことをちょっと遠慮するのがその周りの人に焼けないことがあるんです。
So of course there are times when it's important to tell someone if they're doing something that is wrong or hurtful.
そして、まあ、たまに人が何か周りの人を悲しく思うことをやったら、それを言うことは大事ですけど、
But you shouldn't do it from a place of anger. You shouldn't be angry about it. You should be able to be calm and explain it rationally, and then they'll be able to listen and perhaps understand.
そして自分が落ち着いて冷静に説明をしたら、それが人がやることを変える可能性が高いと思います。
So, let's go back to this idea that our lives or this world of constantly cycling through these different stages of existence is like living in a burning house.
じゃあもう一回この燃えてる建物のような生じのことは燃えてる建物のようなことをちょっと戻りましょう。
So the pure land, in our tradition we talk about the pure land of the Buddha. That pure land is like the emergency exit from the burning house of samsara.
でお浄土というのはこの生じの燃えてる建物の非常の出入り口、非常の出口のようなものです。
So the pure land is like our emergency exit from the burning house of samsara.
お浄土はこの生じの燃えてる世界の非常出口のような存在です。
So imagine now you're trying to find your way out of a burning building.
そして燃えてる建物の出口を探そうとしてる。
Okay? And you see, down the end of a hallway, you see that red emergency exit sign.
そしてその燃えてるところの廊下の一番遠くのあるところに、その、非常の出口の、まあ、日本だったら緑色のサインが見えるんですね。
So how would you feel?
どんな気持ちをするでしょう?
Probably feel pretty happy. So you'd probably feel relieved.
そして、自分が嬉しい。自分が、ほっとするでしょう。
So you still have to get down on your hands and knees and crawl through the smoky room to get to the door.
そして、まだその、まあ、ハイハイして、ドアのところまで行けないといけないんですけど。
But you know your way out.
しかし、自分が出口が。その苦しみの出口が分かるんですね。
So we still have to go through this life of difficulties and we'll still have hardships at time, but we have a direction. We know the way out. And so it won't be easy going, but you'll feel relieved knowing which way to go.
そして、まあ、いつも楽じゃないんですけど、正しい歩む道が分かってるから、だいぶ心強くなるでしょう。
So you might even breathe a sigh of relief when you see that sign.
そしてその非常出口 の, サインを見たらちょっと息を吸うことがあります。
More likely you would shout, yes! まあ、もっと可能性があるのは、Yes! と言って、とっても喜ぶと思います。
You might even find that you would have tears of joy and relief.
そして、とっても嬉しく、喜びの涙も出るかもしれないんですね。
So that's the feeling that one gets, that you get when you really understand the teachings of the Buddha.
仏様の教えをよくわかるときに、そういう気持ちが溢れます。
And we say the words Namo Amida Butsu to express that feeling of overwhelming joy and relief we have when we encounter the compassion of the Buddha's teachings.
Namo Amida Butsu という言葉は自分が仏様の教えに出会ってその真実を分かった時の喜びを表す言葉ですね。
That joy and relief of being free from the burning house of samsara, that is the meaning of the Nembutsu.To say Namo Amida Butsu.
その精進の燃えてる建物から解放される喜びと、まあ、ほっとした気持ち、それはお念仏、南無阿弥陀仏の意味でございます。
We have heard this teaching.
この教えは聞きました。
The door out of samsara has been shown to us clearly.
精進から出る出口がはっきり見せていただきました。
So let us joyfully recite the 念仏。
喜ぶの念仏を申しましょう。
Please join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。